Well, I've got another question here from Mike Garrard, and he's written in about cherry plants, and he says that he's bought a cherry plant and it's clearly a graft onto a root, so he doesn't know the species, but he's seen ants climbing up the tree and they head to a leaf stem at the base and they pat the little leaf buds for a while with their antennae, and then they sort of move off to another leaf and then do the same and then head back down the plant. And he says that the buds don't seem to produce any fragrance or any fluid or anything, and they look sort of waxy, and he was just wondering what the ants are doing there and how the plant is attracting them.
Well, ants of course are looking for food, particularly sugar, though it would be nice to know which species and a little bit more about the botany. But in general terms, some plants in fact will provide, not just from the flowers, but they will provide false nectaries which give the ants some food, and in return the ants can stop other insects attacking the plant. Also, if there's any leakage of sap from the system, whether you can see it or not, ants might be able to find that. If there are sucking insects feeding cryptically on the plants, you can't really see them, they may be producing honeydew. Aphids do this because they're simply looking for a bit of nitrogen. There isn't much in the sap that they feed on, and so their feces is almost neat sugar, the honeydew. And of course, ants then come along. The ants look after the aphids in that particular case, but by and large, the ants will look after the plant if it's offering them some reward.
So you get ants that actually cultivate and encourage aphids. Surely that's a huge problem for gardeners, because you end up with an excess of aphids.
Well, that's certainly true, but of course the ant is in the business of keeping the aphid so that he can milk it. It doesn't really want it to destroy the plant, otherwise there won't be any sugar coming in from photosynthesis. But some ants, in fact, have a very close relationship with plants, and there are cecropia trees in Central America which provide the ants with a sort of living accommodation within the tree, and when you pull a branch down, they all come out and attack you. So these Azteca ants, so that's the genus, they've really adapted their life to fit in exactly with the plant, and it's of great benefit to that plant.